Welcome to the Air Heritage Trail. As you stand on this C-130-shaped path, a material once part of an active runway, you are standing at the threshold of a new chapter in the history of the Youngstown Air Reserve Station, a chapter defined by growth, innovation, and the arrival of America's premier tactical airlifter. Today, we take you on a journey through the mission of the C-130 Hercules, the legacy of the C-130H at Youngstown, and the historic transition to the C-130J Super Hercules, ushered in on July 16, 2024. For more than six decades, the C-130 Hercules has been one of the most important aircraft in the United States Air Force inventory. Its mission is simple in description, but immense in impact. Deliver cargo and troops anywhere in the world, perform airdrops, medical evacuations, and humanitarian relief, and at the Youngstown Air Reserve Station, execute the Department of Defense's only aerial spray mission. The Hercules is the aircraft that goes where others cannot. Mountains, jungles, deserts, or disaster zones, the C-130 is built to reach them all. It is rugged, it is reliable, and at the Youngstown Air Reserve Station, it has been the beating heart of the mission for over 40 years. The Youngstown Air Reserve Station's relationship with the Hercules began in 1981 when the 910th Airlift Wing introduced its very first C-130B aircraft. Through the 1980s and into the early 1990s, the aircraft evolved. Missions expanded, and the wing took on new responsibilities at home and abroad. Then in the early 1990s, a new generation arrived. The C-130H Hercules, built between 1989 and 1992, became the backbone of Youngstown's fleet. When the 910th received its full airlift wing designation in 1994, this H-model fleet was already here, ready to support the wing's growing global commitments. For three decades, these aircraft flew humanitarian missions after natural disasters, tactical airlift in training and real-world operations, deployments across the Middle East, Europe, and Africa, and countless sorties in support of the wing's signature aerial spray mission. Their engines carried the rhythms of America's defense strategy. Their wings lifted pilots, people, medical supplies, and hope. And each time they landed at Youngstown Air Reserve Station, they returned home to a community that supported them with unwavering pride. But time catches up to every machine. After more than 30 years of service, the Air Force faced a choice: continue maintaining legacy aircraft or move into a new generation of capability. Aircraft age, parts wear, systems grow outdated, and operational demands rise. The C-130H, while incredibly dependable, required increasing maintenance hours to stay mission ready. The Air Force identified the C-130J-30 Super Hercules as the solution. And so, the 910th prepared for a transition that would reshape its future. Why? Because the J model offers lower operating and sustainment costs, reduced manpower requirements, advanced avionics and navigation systems, greater reliability and longer service life, and for Youngstown, the upgrade carried an additional meaning. This change wasn't simply about replacing airplanes. It was about securing the future of the installation, the community, and the 910th Airlift Wing. And then on summer morning in 2024, history touched down. On July 16, 2024, Youngstown Air Reserve Station welcomed its first C-130J-30 Super Hercules. A crowd gathered, airmen, families, community leaders, and the media, watching as the aircraft performed a ceremonial flyover of its new home. Then, the newest sound over Mahoning Valley descended onto the runway for the very first time. Inside, crews listened to engines capable of climbing faster and higher, flying farther at a higher cruise speed, taking off and landing in shorter distances. It was the beginning of a new era. So what is the C-130J-30 Super Hercules? It is the most advanced tactical airlifter ever built. Compared to the C-130H, the J model brings new Rolls-Royce AE2100D3 engines, six bladed composite propellers, a digital glass cockpit, two-person flight deck, down from three, increased payload capability, higher fuel efficiency, improved avionics, navigation, and self-protection systems. Every upgrade increases capability and decreases long-term cost. The J model is faster, stronger, more efficient, and more adaptable, able to operate in the most challenging environments on Earth. And at a price of roughly $109.75 million each, the Air Force's investment in Youngstown totals around $878 million. This isn't just modernization, it is a vote of confidence in the 910th, its mission, its airmen, and its future. The transition from the C-130H to the C-130J is more than an upgrade. It is a testament to the enduring strength of American air power and to the trust placed in Youngstown's citizen airmen. For over 40 years, the Hercules has flown from this installation. And now, with the arrival of the Super Hercules, a new chapter begins. A chapter defined by speed, by capability, by resilience, and by the unshakable commitment of the men and women of the 910th Airlift Wing. As you walk these grounds, shaped like the Hercules itself, remember that the story of air power is not written in metal alone. It is written in the dedication, discipline, and excellence of the airmen who fly, maintain, and support these aircraft. America's skies remain secure because of them, and the future of tactical airlift is brighter than ever. Thank you for joining us on this journey, and welcome to the new era of Youngstown Air Reserve Station.